Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Good evening from Los Angeles, California, United States. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, but my service is often done via Skype, telephone conference, and also in person in Los Angeles here. I offer private counseling in hypnosis, spiritual hypnosis. I specialize in working with, in my hypnosis, my specialty is working with your inner child, confidence, focus, past life, stress, living in the moment, consciousness, and awareness. Now, today, we are starting the show with communicating with your Holy Trinity, but also I'm going to have a little bit of changes here. We're going to add on relationship reading, reading chakras, okay? So today I have two of my past students, Julie and Eve. Both of them are going to be offering this fascinating reading on Trinity, communicating with your Holy Trinity, and also reading the relationship reading using chakra connection. Now, most of you will be asking me, what is communicating with Holy Trinity? So I'm going to explain a little bit what Holy Trinity reading today is all about. Trinity to me is just an archetype or the energy or the essence of our masculine and feminine and our oversoul. And we all, each of us, we all have this in all of us, but many of us don't know or realize that these are just our energy. We may have heard them in religion as Mother, Father, and Holy Spirit. But really, it is just the essence in each of us. We all have this masculine energy, which is our mind, our conscious mind, our yang, or the feminine energy, which is our heart, our subconscious, our yin, right? So why is it important to connect with our Trinity? It is quite important because if we're not connecting with our own Trinity, our masculine self and feminine self, which is our heart and our mind, may not be in balance or in aligned, and therefore many of us are not connected to our own God, which in the self, or our holy self, or who we are really. So in order to stay balanced, we need to really go in deep and connect to our Holy Trinity. So today, we're going to offer this free reading, Communicating with Your Holy Trinity. The practitioners here, Eve and Julie, is going to be communicating with your masculine self, which is your mind, your conscious mind, and your feminine, which is your heart. And just see where they're at in terms of balancing. And sometimes they will speak to your higher self, or your God self, or your Holy Spirit, just to get advice and to get help on how to go about balancing your energy. Now, some of you during the talk today will also get the relationship reading using chakras, how they all tie together with the energy of the chakra. So it's going to be fun and fascinating. Okay, so quickly, I'm just going to introduce my students so you have an idea who they are and what they have to offer with their service. So I'm going to start off with Julie. Julie, hi, good evening, how are you? Julie?
Hi, this is Julie. Hi, Tina.
Hi. You disappeared for a second.
I had muted myself, so that is why. But
okay,
I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, I'm Julie. I'm a certified Trinity practitioner. Also do Akashic records readings. We do life path and chakra readings as well. Also intuitive healing. It may not just focus on one particular thing, but just an overall. I also am a professional photographer, and I specialize in weddings and portraits and nature. So I hope you guys all have a good evening tonight, and I hope that we can help you out.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Julie. All right, Eve, welcome to the show. Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk later. So, Eve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right. I am a graduate of UCLA School of Medicine, and I got residency trained in family medicine and psychiatry because I was interested in healing the whole person. I've always called myself a healer, not a doctor. A physician is simply the tool that I use or the title that I use because it represents the training I've had to heal people. I have since then had an awakening, and I am now, very happily, a psychic soul healer. I do angel card readings. I am an Akashic practitioner, a chakra balancer, a Holy Trinity communicator, and I highly recommend Tina as a teacher. If you have any interest in simply exploring this field, or if you would like to become a healer yourself or a reader, please look on her website, subconsciouschannel.com, and you will see our information and hers. I'm so sorry about the barking dog. That's mine.
Beautiful.
If I had a room where I could close her in, I would.
Well, I guess the dog wants to do the reading as well. Because the dog is very psychic, you know? He's starting to do the reading already. So anyway, thank you. Thank you very much, Eve. Good, good. So before I forget, you know, don't forget to join our blog talk here. Or just simply just join my meetup, which lists all the class listings. And it is at subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. Once again, it's subconsciouschannel.info. This is my meetup. This is in Los Angeles meetup, but anyone around the world can join my meetup because oftentimes I do offer classes via telephone conference and via Skype. So you don't have to be in Los Angeles to take classes with me. I offer out of the state, out of location. Just let me know. I also offer, I also will go out of my area locally in Los Angeles area, Southern California. If you would like me to teach at your place, we can talk about it. Just contact me, okay? Even if it's just an hour drive, it doesn't matter, but we can discuss about that, how it works. My personal website is subconsciouschannel.info. The same name, except the website URL is .com and one is .info. And my personal website will have the contact of these two practitioners, all my students who are practitioner now will be listed there. Also have my personal information in regards to my personal private service and hypnosis. Because I do all kinds of traditional hypnosis and spiritual hypnosis, and all kinds of my classes, workshop will be listed there too, as well as on my meetup. So now we're going to get started because I know some of you are anxious to find out. The first person, we're going to do the Trinity reading because before this show, I talked to them a bit just to get their phone number and ask them what kind of reading they want. It's supposed to be a Trinity only today, but we're just going to switch a little bit today. Just kind of add a little flavor. So the second person, we're going to do a chakra reading on her, and then Julie will do a Trinity reading on her. All right, and then we have another person on the call. I haven't answered your call yet, 323-313. Hang on there. If we have time, I'm going to come back to you. All right, so now we are going to start off with meditation first. It's going to be a quick, short meditation. And for the reason that every energy just kind of settle in as a group, and then the practitioner here is going to begin to do a reading on the first person right when we'll do meditation here. All right, so let's get started now. I'm going to ask everyone to just begin to close your eyes. And as we begin to close our eyes, I'm going to ask you to just begin to follow your breath at this moment. It is this breath that gives us life force energy. And just breathe slow but deep. And just pretend or just imagine that this breath that you breathe in travels down through your spine. And just imagine it begins to spiral downward all the way down to the base of your spine now. Those of you who are quite sensitive, you can just imagine they begin to tingle every part of your body. You may even add the color into this breath just to make it a little more exciting and fun. It can be red, pink, green, or whatever color that comes to you. I want you to be playful with it. And when you're ready, just allow yourself to exhale through your mouth. Just kind of blow it out like blowing out bubbles of light, little balloons. Just let it go out and let it drift up all the way up into the sky. And let's begin to take another breath in and just repeat the same process. Now you're ready, just exhale all the way out. And now I just want you to imagine or just visualize or pretend that there is this ball of the beautiful sun just floating above your crown, just above your head. Perhaps it might be about 6 inches to 12 inches above your crown. It is a very bright golden yellow color. But it can be other color if you like. It can be pink, red, purple, silver, it doesn't matter. And just pretend that this golden ball of light radiates this warmth sensation just right above your crown, giving out heat. You can feel the warmth radiating down on the top of your head, and allow this energy to flow down through your face. Just feel it traveling down, cascading down. Feel it on your forehead, your cheeks, your lips, your ears, down to your neck. Even feel the sensation of the heat inside of your body. Allow this energy to travel in and out of your body now. Just feel it, pretend. Let it flow down gently. And know that this energy is a life force energy from the universe. We're going to ask this energy to begin to heal every part of your body, removing away all old energy that's no longer good for you. Let it flush down. Remember, your mind, your thought is very powerful. And as you ask, you shall receive. And as you think, you can create. And allow this energy to flush down to everything, all the negativity or any physical illness. Flush it out, all out of your system. And as you begin to allow that flow through you, you can feel it traveling down through your whole body. Feel the heat going down your chest, your back, waistline, your arms, your fingers, down to your hips now, all the way down your thighs, your calf, your feet, and just let it flow down on the ground. Where you're sitting at or where you're laying down, just let it go down to the center of the earth. And now just allow yourself to breathe in again. And begin to adjust your body and just feel the energy within your body now. And realize that only take you 1 or 2 minutes to do deep breath. You're going to tell yourself that you are going to begin to do this on a daily basis. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, or even a time before you go to bed. It doesn't matter. Your subconscious will begin to remind you every day to do this practice, this breath. And also at any moment that you feel stressed, or if your mind begins to go scattered or unfocused, or if your mind begins to think too much, your subconscious will remind you to begin to take this deep breath and follow this process you just did. And what it's going to do, you are going to create this beautiful habit, switching your mind into a positive place. And just begin to thank your higher self, the universe, for bringing each and every one of you here, receiving this beautiful gift, this beautiful little practice, simple practice today. that you can take home. And just remember, take a little break throughout the day and do this. When you begin to feel stressed, when you begin to feel out of balance, when you begin to think negatively, when you begin to worry, close your eyes, take a deep breath in. Bring the energy of the beautiful sun energy about light. Let it travel down, flush everything out. Takes only 1 or 2 minutes. So now take another deep breath in. Coming back to your body. And we're going to begin this show. All right, so now we're going to start off with the first person. Teresa, I'm going to turn your phone back on here. Teresa, you're calling from 586 area code. Hello, Teresa, how are you?
Hi, ladies, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for being here, Teresa. So, Teresa, before the show, I got your information, just your date of birth, so you don't have to say it, but right now, to Eve and Julie is beginning to connect to you, a holy trinity. So I'm just going to ask you to repeat your name 3 times, and what it is just allow them to listen to your vibration from the sound of your voice and just set intention to receive messages. Go ahead.
Okay. Teresa, Teresa, Teresa.
Beautiful. Okay. So if any of you ladies are ready, just cut me off. Just tell me you're ready to do a reading. But in the meantime, I know when they do a first reading, it takes a little time for them to get started, you know, go inside and get their energy or their frequency to slow down and connect with the higher self and your trinity. So in the meantime, I'm going to do a little bit of marketing, you know, just kind of allow everyone who are listening to do not forget to follow this blog talk, because we have different shows weekly. On Monday evening, I host Akashic Reading, and each week is different. You know, some week we are going to open up your Akashic book and read your soul contract, your soul destiny, your soul purpose. Some week we'll read your past life and do the healing with your past life. Some week we're going to read your soul contract between a couple. And sometime we'll offer a healing chamber. We take your energy into a healing chamber, and the practitioner will read your energy, see your energy, and ask the universal healers, master healers, and angels to come forward into a healing room and assist in healing. So every Monday is going to be a different topic. Every Thursday, such as tonight, we do a Trinity reading. Is anyone ready? Ready, Eve and Julie?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Christina.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Teresa. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay,
you?
Good. Yep, doing good. Okay, I found that your feminine side seems stronger than your masculine side, but it seems like that there's a kind of a distrust in your faith and your belief system, like. Maybe there's something that has happened and that you don't have as much trust or that faith that could be a bit stronger. So it's to open your heart and try to have more trust. It seems in the masculine side that you do have a good reason and good logical mind, but sometimes your voice isn't heard as you like always intended. Some reason I keep seeing you looking out of a window and that you have worry. There's like some concern or something. It says you're asked to trust and not worry. Everything is going to be as it should. Sometimes it's very hard letting go of that trust and just letting it, you know, just knowing everything's going to be okay. And it made me think because I wear the Serenity Prayer around my neck, and it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it kind of just
for some reason just rang a bell. And then I also just got that you're a sweetie pie and that you just have a really just good sweetheart, and, you know, you just something about maybe cooking or something that you enjoy doing that would get your mind off of the worry. And so that is what I got for you. I hope it resonates with you or makes sense to you. Thank you.
It does. Thank you. Great. It hit home because that's what I'm leaning with, that trust. And I'm starting to understand that so much more. So that was perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right, Eve, are you ready?
Hi. Okay. So, Tina, I did a reading for Teresa, but because it sounded like in the beginning as though I was going to be doing a chakra reading after Julie did a Trinity, I did a chakra reading. But I can extract from it. Okay. All right. Beautiful. So just so we're on the same page. So then we will both be doing readings for each person just of our own nature tonight. Okay. All right. Teresa, hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's wonderful. I see a number of things with you. First of all, it seems that you have been working on coming into your own for some time. And it seems as though the time for you to come into your own has approached. And your higher spirit is urging you to continue to move forward. You may want to elicit the help of others, as in, I'm not talking about handouts or charity. That's not where you are at all. What I'm talking about is maybe partnering with someone whose skills complement your own, because joint endeavors can help achieve your goals. I know that this is a time of courageous decisions, and I do see that your third eye or your sense of intuition, you have a good sense of intuition. It's pretty clear. I could see it opening a little bit more for you, though. Again, here's this magic word, trust. It's a matter of your trusting your intuition. Trust yourself. Look through that inner eye and see what is out there so that you can register your little hints, your little hunches, your gut feelings, because all the clues are out there. As long as you trust yourself to be assimilating them and processing them correctly, you're going to be just fine. Sometimes it's just a matter of saying, whenever you hear that little bit of doubt, be quiet. And then tell yourself the opposite thing of whatever that little chatter monkey was saying to you. But I want to emphasize, because Higher Spirit keeps saying, you can trust your intuition. You have a good sense of intuition, okay? So this is more a message of encouragement as well as a bit of a bravo for coming into your own, for getting to this place in your life. I see that there have been, as with everyone, there have been some hurts in terms of relationships, simply in terms of some things that other people did, either intentionally or inadvertently. And I see a few scars of that in one of your chakras. It's basically your solar plexus chakra. And so I am doing a healing on that chakra because this is where your seat of power is, your sense of self-esteem. And by working on this, and now I've told you what I'm doing, I'll tell you what you can do about this. Because when you make it stronger, you will trust your intuition better, okay? It's one of the ways to do it, one of a number of ways. What you can do is anything that you think might not be completely resolved or that you thought was resolved, but now when I'm talking about this, maybe there's this one scenario that's coming back as, maybe she's referring to that one, or there's this other one. You know, maybe it's that. I'm picking up on three situations between you and whoever else where, basically, there just needs to be a deeper level of forgiveness and letting go of whatever happens, okay? Because when you do that, you are empowering yourself. And when you empower yourself, you are able to have confidence and trust in yourself better. So thank you so much, Teresa. I wish you the best of luck in
that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Teresa, just kind of give feedback, a little bit feedback for the two ladies, just so that, they, you know, we want to make sure that we hit on the light, you know, with what's going on with you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Both of them. Both of them hit everything that was going on with me.
They hit everything. Okay, good. So, and just for you to know, if you, you know, because they say a lot of things, this show records automatically. So if you want to go back and listen to the details you're reading, because sometimes you don't catch everything, you can also listen to the same link of today's show, okay? So you can go back there, re-listen to all your reading. And also, if any one of you, any one of the listeners would like to have ability to do this kind of reading, the same as these two ladies, again, you know, join my meetup. I offer this class or email me. I do teach privately as well, over the phone, over the Skype. You know, just feel free to contact me. If you want to have a detailed reading from any of these ladies, please connect with them through my website, subconsciouschannel.info, because they can give you more extended information. The way I teach you, you're going to be able to read and get such a detail. You know, what they offer to all of you today is just a fraction because of the limited time that we have. This is just a sample. But these two ladies, or any of my students, can bring out so much information for you in all aspects of your life. So all you need to do is just contact them for private one-on-one reading. Okay? But if you want to take a class, you can contact me and just join the meetup. All right. Teresa, thank you so, so much for sharing your energy
you.
With us. You can
listen
to this show after the show. All right. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to turn to the next person. The next person is 661 Eric Code, Brandy. Brandy, you're going to have two different readings. One is Trinity from Julie, and one is a chakra reading from Eve. So you're lucky.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, Julie and Eve, are you ready? If not, I'm going to kind of...
Can you have her just say her name just to...
Yeah, and
can
we hear
right.
her birthday? We just need her basic information. Yeah, my name's Brandy. And, I was just calling in for a reading.
Brandy, I'm ready to go because I had your name a little bit ahead of time. I first got tied up, like, that you need to break free, that you, like, and you can take that literally, that you're tied up, but just, like, I think that a lot of people take your time from you, and you're just tied down, like, you don't ever have time for you. I found that your masculine side seems very strong, a lot more than your feminine, that you have a very, your mind is strong, logic and reason. You seem to look for results from things in life and times get disappointed because maybe your expectations at times can be high. It says let go of the overthinking and the stubborn mind and kind of at times be able, if you can, to see other perspective and not have such a stubborn mind. I got a sense, I saw a white rose bud opening, and this would be your feminine emotional side. Says you're having a hard time really being true to who you are and who into you, and it's like something's grabbing at your heart. And like I feel like you take care of other people, whether that be children or whether that be siblings, or you know, that you're taking care of other people and they take your time, and maybe that is what's grabbing at your heart. But really to take some time for you so that you can get to that heart of yours and really do the things that you really enjoy, you know, like whatever, if you really enjoy a certain kind of food or a certain park or a certain thing that you're like, you know, I just really love doing that. And you guys might think I'm silly, but it's really going to help you open your heart and let these other thoughts maybe let go. It's kind of what is holding your heart back. Your mind is kind of holding your heart from really breaking free. The relationship, I mean, just because I know you had asked about it, I sense that it's down the road.
He seems to be kind of busy and doesn't really have the time, and it's like right now is not the right time. And mm-hmm. maybe that is for you to focus on you and to let that kind of blossom. But it was just saying it's not right now, it's just not the right timing. So I hope this helps you, and I hope you have a good evening.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Eve, are you ready?
Yes. Hi there, Mandy.
Hi.
Okay, I get a few different kinds of things from your energy, or really I should say that your higher spirit is channeling through me different kinds of information. I am getting that you are approaching a crossroads. It could be that you are finishing a project, that something you've been working on is coming to completion, or it could be that you are approaching a fork in the path of your life. Mm-hmm. So this is the time to do some evaluation, review what you've gone through, and what is it that you want in your future. Basically, if you make more thoughtful judgments, you're going to then make more confident choices. Okay? This is very important. Now, I'm also getting that you are pretty well prepared for this point, that you have been thinking about this. So I say then, if you have been already giving you some thoughts and you think you know where you want to go, do it. This is the time to move in a new direction. Also, on top of this is that I am getting that things are going to start happening at a fast pace. Maybe it's already started for you. The delay that has made you wonder, is it ever going to happen? Am I ever going to get farther? Those are over.
Yes.
And, yeah, and many things are happening at once. And first I want to say how wonderful to start seeing things that you wanted to come to fruition come true. That is wonderful. On the other hand, I just want to say to guard against being overwhelmed, and if you are, that's normal because so much is happening. The important thing is that if you do become overwhelmed, work on getting yourself grounded. This is very important for you so that you can better handle everything that's going on. There is a playful part of you, and so in terms of being grounded, I would recommend that you do something playful, fun, physical with others, if possible. It could be on your own, but you have a very playful gene inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, be a kid when you want. Please set aside some time for that so you can strike some balance in your life, because you've got a lot that's going on very soon. Thank you so much, Brandy.
Yeah, so things are real still right now. They're about to get quicker. Things are going to happen. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So Brandy, you want to give some feedback to this lady? If anything resonate with what they just shared with
you. Oh, yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. All of it does, actually. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful.
I just
said that earlier. This show is being recorded automatically. So after the show, you can always go back and re-listen to the show, because especially those who just got the reading. I'm going to go into the next person. Randy, thank you so much for your gift. And don't forget to follow our blog and join our meetup if you would be interested. You can connect with these two ladies through the meetup as well, subconsciouschannel.info. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you. We're going to move to the next person. I haven't talked to this person yet. Eric code is 323-313. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, who's
this? Charlene.
Can you see your name
Tina?
Again? Oh,
Charlene.
Hi. How are you, Charlene?
Fine. How are you?
Doing good, Charlene. Are you interested in a reading?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Charlene, go ahead and just state your name and date of birth so Julie and Eve can pick up your vibration.
Charlene, September 30th. Charlene, September 30th.
9:30 and 15. Okay. Oh,
excuse me.
All right. While we're waiting for the two ladies to pick up the reading, communicating with the higher self, because, you know, generally those people call in earlier, so I'm able to get the information first, you know, they did birth and their name, so the lady can, this lady have time to communicate with your higher self.
That's fine.
Feminine. Yeah. So for now, just, you know, again, I always share with the listener what I do as well. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I do both. I offer both a private session in changing habits. This is a traditional hypnosis service that I offer. So if you want to work with your confidence, your inner child, your focus, weight loss, and any kind of habit changing, I offer all that, as well as the spiritual hypnosis in past life, in channeling your higher self. I connect you to your higher self so you can learn how to channel. I also teach many different metaphysical classes, any self-awareness classes, and many different healing classes. The next healing class that I'm offering is Kundalini Reiki 1, which is tomorrow in Los Angeles. You can check it out on Meetup if you're interested in Kundalini Reiki practitioner program. I offer that. So anyway, Julie and Eve, are you ready? We can just, you can, guys can go ahead and cut in.
Hi, Charlene. This is Eve. How are you?
Fine. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Better all the time. I have a few things that I see through your spirit, talking to my higher spirit. I see that you have a very big heart. Now, I see this in a few ways. I take it to mean that you are a generous, giving, loving kind of person. People know your presence when you come around because the energy of your heart precedes you when you walk into a room. I'm also getting that your heart has maybe been stretched a little beyond where other people would normally go, simply meaning that you have been so generous in certain ways and so giving that maybe there might be a little lack of a balance of giving and receiving. Okay? So I would encourage you to allow yourself to receive when people give you a compliment, when they want to give some time to you to benefit you in any way. Whenever someone is looking in your direction to share their love and their abundance, receive, because it is so wonderful to receive as well as to give, and it will keep your energy balanced, which will keep your soul and spirit functioning more evenly, okay? I am feeling that there is a decision that's kind of lurking in the air for you, that there is either a misconception on your part of being unable to make the decision, or perhaps it's some ambivalence and maybe unwillingness to decide, and it has created a little bit of a stalemate. And for those of us who have really big hearts and compromise ourselves and stretch ourselves a little thin, you know, it's so easy for us to deny our own needs, okay, and to say, oh, that's not really a problem. I can do this. I can do everything. You don't have to be everyone's hero, okay, because we are each here to save ourselves and to learn our own life lessons. So I just, here is one small theme for the evening. I would love for you to trust your sense of intuition, because I'm being told that even though you have conflicting emotions or thoughts about which way to move, you do intuitively know what to do. It's just that you might be a little afraid to act. And when I look at your solar plexus chakra, I see a little bit of self-doubt in your confidence to make decisions or to believe in your decisions more accurately. So I am hearing from spirit courage, courage, courage to follow your own drummer. Yes, you are allowed to dance to the drummer too, not just to provide the music for everybody else. This is your turn and your time, all right?
You needn't overanalyze the situation. You needn't doubt yourself. Simplify, have the courage, look inside, see with your intuition, with your inner eye, what you see, and there's your answer. And then act. Thank you so much, Charmin.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Julie, are you ready?
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you what I got. Very much. Okay, so I got that you're busy a lot. I found that your masculine side was a lot stronger, but I also found it to be very jumbled. Your mind seems to be jumbled. There's a lot of thoughts going on, and said to kind of clean the closet, clean the attic out. And what I mean by that is like the mind, and maybe if you could take it literal and go clean your closet out, but more or less has to do with the mind. It seems like the connection is busy. It's like it's a busy signal, and it's hard to connect to the heart because your mind has so much going on that the heart is kind of almost forgotten about. I mean, not all the time, but just like there's so much logic. There's so much go, go, go. We got to pay this, do that, take care of this, take care of that, that the heart's getting diminished. On the feminine side, what I was told is just to allow. And just kind of saying those words, you know, sometimes we want to, you know, stop something from happening or something to it. And if we kind of just allow it to flow, life can be a little easier. Said that if you're not sure on really how to open up the heart, just ask for guidance and your prayers and really to trust in your heart. Trust, and it's like Eve was saying, in your intuition and having that courage to listen to it and not let the ego and the mind lead you astray from what your heart really desires. The thing I got was laughter, that you love laughing and that you should do it more regularly. So I hope this helps you, and I hope you have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just so you know, she looked at your the conscious mind. This is your masculine side, your thought, your mind. So by seeing all this symbolism, you know, in the world, they will be able to tell you how, you know, your heart and your mind are not balanced. So this is very important. Charlene, you want to keep some feedback to the two ladies here?
Yes, they were right on. I was a nurse for 30 years, and you are right. My heart was ripped from caring for all those people.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm trying to, my focus now is to balance, to bring it all back, and then it's not that easy, you know, because I realize what it's like. So I'm working on it, and you're both absolutely right. Absolutely. And
happy practicing.
It's been so busy these last few weeks that it's been one thing on top of the other, and then I fell on both knees, and that stopped me cold. So it's like absolutely right on everything. So I was stopped to sit down and
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Charlin, and I appreciate your sharing your energy here. And again, if you want to listen back to the reading, you know, just listen to the link, the same link. It's going to be ready for you to listen.
Yeah. It's like you've said, really trust, you know, trust even with the fall and everything that's happened. Just and kind of the reading that I gave to the First Lady Teresa, you know, some of that might have helped you along as well, that could resonate with you. And just really trust that what happened with the fall is exactly how it was supposed to happen. And it's just a journey for you along the route now, and it's kind of helping you slow down and go, whoa, all right, well, it's preventing me from this, but it's allowing me now to connect with my heart. So there's, you know, give and take it as a blessing. It's okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Charlene, thank you so much. We're going to move into the next person. Looks like we might have time for the next person. 626 area code 234. Hello, good evening. What is your name?
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, would you like to say your name, your date of birth real quick, so allow this lady to tap into your vibration?
Okay, my name is Jennifer, and my birthday is April 19th.
You want to repeat one more time, please?
Jennifer, April 19th.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have to think about that, but yes. Happy early birthday. This is your birthday gift, the reading. There you go. Something's going to happen within the birthday. All right. So while these ladies are tapping into your energy, communicating with your trinity, your masculine self, your feminine self, your yin and yang, and your Holy Spirit or your higher self, just wanted to, again, just let those people who are listening onto this show, don't forget to follow this blog talk, because we have different shows every week, every Monday and Thursday night. Also, join my meetup group, which lists all the classes and activities. It is at subconsciouschannel.info. These two ladies also are members of this group. You can also connect with them if you do want to have a private reading one-on-one, very expensive, very detailed in all aspects of your life. Whatever you want to know the answer, they can get you a very detailed answer, because the way I trained them, the way I taught them, I get them into a very detailed information. And if you would like to be able to connect your own trinity, I highly recommend that. I teach that as well. So email me if you're interested. If you're out of the state, you can still learn from me, because most of them I teach via chat and telephone call or Skype. Okay? Some of them I teach out of the country. So just connect with me and connect with them. So, Eva and Julie, are you guys ready?
I can start. Yes, this is Eve.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Jennifer, I am seeing that you are a somewhat spiritual person. The way I'm looking at your energy centers, and I see that you have a really nice crown chakra. It's open and it's receiving from divine. That's really beautiful. This enables then, because there's so much information going in, it enables you to be able to listen to your intuition and have a bit of knowledge stored in there. This is nice. So you may already be doing it. I simply want to encourage you to follow your intuition, because you're receiving a lot right now. And you've got some higher... You have a higher spirit or a spirit guide that has a sense of humor. They're saying, no, it's not just because it's your birthday. They're always there. So someone up there is loving you and just wants us to know how much they love you. It's all the time, not just at certain times of the year. And so you are getting some information that is helpful for you to navigate on a daily basis all the time from your spirit. Okay, also, I see that you are, what do I have here, clear? Oh, yes. You speak clearly, and you are an articulate person. Now, it's kind of interesting that we just had someone else who had a very big heart and gives too many people right before you. You tend to speak for others more than you speak up for yourself. So I would love to encourage you, yes, and your higher spirit is nudging me on this, and that's the only reason I'm mentioning it. I've been asked, what did I write here? They asked me to tell you to speak up for yourself more. That's it. So please do that.
Yeah.
I love being the conduit. You can't kill the messenger here, because it's really not me. Also, this could be considered a birthday gift, though. This portion of the reading I'm about to tell you. What they have shown me is that things are looking up for you. The end of a difficult situation, whatever that may have been. And it doesn't mean that, okay, good. It doesn't mean that you were living in hell. I mean, it could have felt that way. But what it means is whatever you were enduring is lifting up. And you are able to move on now. This is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because they're showing me that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. distress and strain will fade away from your life. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot promise that it will completely leave, you'd be dead, but it's going to lessen significantly. All right.
Yeah.
The worst is now behind you. They are telling me this. I think I've heard it twice now. The worst is now behind you. The winds of change are blowing. This is a favorable wind. It's a good time for making changes. Could be in your career, in your home, in your perspective. This could be signifying the end of a relationship. It could be the end of anything, a depression, an illness. But whatever it is, oh, my goodness, congratulations. It's like I'm here over at the finishing line, and the big sun is right behind me. And I'm saying, come on, come on. The worst is behind you. Come to where it's better. This is where you are. So I'm so happy that I can leave you with that gift from your spirit who has emphasized to me that they are always with you and with much love. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I do hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Hello,
Julie.
Jennifer, ahead, are you
Julie.
There?
Yes.
Okay, hi, this is Julie. Okay, at first I got kind of some lower energy. It's like your mind seems very worried. Something's going on. Your masculine is not as strong, and like there's no a lot of confidence in your mind. But just like Eve said, I felt your feminine is strong. You have a very good connection with your heart and with your intuition. It's very strong. But it's like your voice is not heard, and I kind of picked up that it could have come from childhood. Not that you had a bad childhood, but maybe things got done for you, and maybe things were taken care of to the fact that you weren't always able to stand up for yourself because everybody else took care of it for you. Not exactly sure, but it seems like something from the past has prevented you from having that voice heard. And it's a matter of you just pushing that away and letting that go. And just because your heart and your intuition is so strong and you listen to it, you need to have that same strong trust in your heart as you do in your mind, and not like really worry about what these people's judgments may be if you do speak your mind, you know, or what they may think of me if I say this or that. So just really have more confidence in your mind. Your heart is very strong, and know that, and your mind will be very strong as well, which will help your voice be heard. And so that's what I got for you, and I hope that it helps you, and I wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, would you like to give a short feedback on the reading for these two ladies?
Sure. I think it was awesome. I've been going through something the past maybe 2 weeks, and hearing that I'm spiritual helps me because I've been judging myself because I'm in this lull, and I want to get back to the way I was. So being that you guys were receptive enough to see that I am spiritual gives me hope that it's still there. I haven't lost it. And as far
as
not
speaking, there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And as far as not
it's
speaking up
there.
For myself, it's because I never want to bother anybody. Even as a child, we went to the county fair, and my grandma says we walked all over, and I never complained about all the walking with my little legs, you know? So I never want to put anybody out, but this situation recently has taught me to be vulnerable. And today I actually called my mom, and I was vulnerable. And that is a lesson in itself, because I've never been able to be vulnerable because I'm always being strong for everybody else. And I think that
is a new side
that I'm seeing, and I'm not sure how comfortable I am with it, but being able to be honest and tell people how I feel, that was good to get it off my chest today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, it's beautiful you'll be able to share and express your emotion, your feeling, you know, that tells a lot about who you are as a person. And really, you know, it's always in you, you know, and all it is that you just have to empower yourself, just take your power back and really believe in the strength that you have and your own power within, and really truly connect to yourself. And we all go through this.
you know?
Yeah.
All of us.
Well,
doesn't
and
matter
what
we do. Doesn't matter what spiritual we are. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to say one thing, Jennifer, about the vulnerability. That's really, that's an awakening of the heart as well, because when you are vulnerable, it allows for, like, real truth to come through. It allows your heart to be set free. It allows your
right.
consciousness to open. It allows your third eye to open. And it really, the vulnerability in life, it's like we are so structured in how we go to school and all these tests
yeah.
and how we do this and this, that we are never able to be vulnerable. But really, it's, I believe, a conscious awakening when we do become vulnerable, and it's totally okay. And you kind of got to,
mm-hmm.
like, almost enjoy that feeling, because it is kind of scary, but it's exciting
right.
at the same time, you know. And so, once again, it's kind of like that allow. Allow that vulnerability and just trust it. And if you got to cry, you've got to shake your lips a little bit and just get through it, that's okay. And in the end, you'll feel way better because you've got it off your chest and off your heart. And, yeah. So
right.
I wish you the best,
beautiful.
And it's all going to be awesome.
Thank you.
If you're not on my meetup, please do join us. We'd love to see you because I know that you are
yes.
local here, 626 Arikot. You know, we'll love
yes.
to. I'd love to meet you one of these days. Just join some of our events or classes if you would like to further
yes,
your gift.
Yes, I am
all
considering
right?
some classes. Great. Thank you. And thank you, everyone.
Beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for being
you're
here
welcome,
and sharing
Jennifer.
Your energy. You have a wonderful night. So, you know, I'm just going to take one more person real quick. So, hello, good evening. How are you? Hi, who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this? Hi, what is your name?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Tina.
Hi! Oh wow, Brenda! Hi.
Yes.
Okay, Brenda.
I'm calling.
How are you?
Congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. So thank you so much. So, Brenda,
I also want to say thank you for your teachings and for your classes that you offer, and for all the services that you do for all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's really. Beautiful to hear that, you know. Always beautiful to hear that back from all my students, because that really touched my heart. You know,
I can honestly say that the hypnosis that we did together, it has really, really like made me like open my mind. Like, I don't know, it's just a weird feeling. Like, I woke up happy, you know, feeling like joy finally. So thank you.
No, thank you so much for allowing me to work on you, Brenda. And I'm glad that you feel better. I'm really happy to hear that. And just keep it up, Brenda. It's so important to stay positive and so important to continue working yourself. Don't let go of that happy feeling. Just keep it
yes.
up to yourself. Julian Eve, would you mind doing a reading for Brenda real quick? And Brenda,
sure.
just go ahead and mention your name, your date of birth, and these two ladies can just wrap it up and do a reading for you. Okay.
My name.
Go ahead and say
okay,
your name.
My name is Brenda Giselle Gomez, and my birthday is January 19th of the 1990.
Okay. Please repeat one more time.
Brenda Giselle Gomez, and birthday is January 19th of the 1990.
All right. So just wait for a few minutes, because this lady can pick up very fast. You know, they have been doing this Trinity reading for a year. I lived in a year. But, you know.
Hi, Brenda.
I've got
stuff already for you, Brenda.
Uh-huh.
No. I'm going through this.
You guys are fast.
Well, you know, it's not all interesting when you see what time it is, and, you know, it's like 3 minutes to count down.
Go ahead.
I'll take a breath for this so that I can speak at a rate that you'll understand.
Okay.
Brenda. I see you in your heart chakra. I see a bit of pallor. Instead of an emerald green, I see a light green, and I think that you are maybe feeling a little faint of heart because of whatever situation you have been in or experienced in the past number of months. And I feel that has recently lightened, and I am seeing within the next 4 weeks or so, I'm seeing you return to an emerald green, to a beautiful, clear, saturated green in your chakra energy. And I am so happy to see that for you.
Thank you.
Also, Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, whatever you went through, I could see it caused you to speak out, which I'm glad about, and speak to others about feeling down, about being downhearted. You know, it is a very difficult thing to open our mouths and ask for help or to express things when they're unwonderful. So, you know what? You've got strength and you've got courage to do that. I just want to laud you for that. I think that was wonderful. It takes a very strong person to be able to verbalize when they are feeling weak. So bravo to you. Also,
thank you.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. What your higher spirit has signaled to me is for you to remember to enjoy time with other people. So I don't know if you've been a little bit hermitizing, if you've hermited yourself a little bit.
Yes.
Now listen. Your spirit is telling me you have much to give, whether it's to family or friends or even the less fortunate. You can handle challenges with understanding and warmth. You know what? As you reach out and spend time with others and have good times with them and caring about them and offering to lend a hand, all of this energy, this healing energy for another turns inward and heals your heart too. And I think it might be through your doing these things that your heart returns to you over the next 4 to 5 weeks. So,
I started on this.
Ah, good, good. I'm glad. I'm getting that you are a good problem solver. So, solve away, because you have it in you. Look, you've already solved how to deal with whatever was ailing you before. You're coming out of it. You're on the right path. So this is mostly a message, I think, of encouragement, of reinforcement that you have done the right things in response to whatever had affected you and to continue in the direction that you're going in. And please be sure to include others in your path because it's only going to help everyone, including you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Woo! You're welcome.
All right. All right, Julie.
Okay. Hi, Brenda. This is Julie.
Hi.
Okay, I picked up you had a really, really hard life so far.
Yeah.
Like, your childhood, I mean, I just wanted to start crying as soon as I got your birthday. Like, it came in so strong. Like, and, I you know, for me, I forgive whatever happened. And I don't even know you. So,
you.
In that sense, it seems like you built a very strong wall. Very, very masculine, very logical mind. Your wall is like layers and layers thick, and it's very hard to break in. They're kind of asking you, you know, you need to start breaking it down, you know, brick by brick. You got to just start breaking that wall down. I'm sorry because I'm crying because this is just this.
I know, I want to cry.
And I'm really sorry what you went through. I feel that you lost hope as a child with God. And, like, your faith with God was, like, it really hasn't been strong. And you're trying to find it because you see people around you that have it, and you go, I want this. But I feel like you, as you are breaking down these walls, kind of brick by brick, and forgiving, that is the key word, forgive. You may not forget ever, and that's okay. But you can forgive. And the more and more you forgive, and you are such a beautiful child, Brenda, you are beautiful, is what they tell me. Your heart will be more and more connected with God and with Spirit the more you can forgive and the more you can break these walls down. Your intuition, your trust, everything from that core in your heart, that emerald, beautiful heart will just start shining. So, in that said, open your heart, and you have to trust people, and that's going to be very hard for you. But it's kind of like from the caller before, Jennifer, this vulnerability, and it's very scary, but it's okay. And that's what you have to know. You have to trust that God is there with you, and the vulnerability at time is okay. You know, and sometimes there's going to be some tears, but those walls need to come down if you really want your heart to be open. And I really apologize and sorry for what happened to you. And I don't know who you are, but I love you. And you're going to be okay. you really will be okay, you know, and just keep working at it and just, you know, keep working. And like she said, get out, get be around people, do things that you love to do. If you love baking cupcakes, then you go bake 100 cupcakes, you know. And if you just love just smiling and laughing, you do that. And that's going to open your heart up more. You're going to forgive more, and you're going to really find the essence of life. And so, yeah, I hope this helped you, Brenda, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
So, Brenda, thank you so much, Julie. Well, maybe a little feedback, Brenda.
Yeah. Well, everything just sounds like me. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? Like, just by me, like, right now, even crying, I needed it. Like, to be honest, mm-hmm. I needed it because I'm always, like, trying to pretend to be strong, you know. Like, I tell myself or I hide my emotions, and I really needed this, and I know that it was my inner child that needed to be healed, that needs healing. I know it, like, I knew it. So right now, thank you, because you affirmed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This show is recorded, so you guys can listen afterwards. All right, just click the same link and re-listen to your reading. And just take this reading as some advice from, you know, your higher mind. Even from everyone else reading will also be something that you can listen to and take it as your own, something you can learn, own advice. Okay? So... now, we're coming to the end of the show. I wanted to thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Brenda, for being here and sharing your lovely energy and your compliments.
Thank you so much,
you know, for being in my group. Thank you. So I want to thank you, everyone, for being here, sharing your energy. Thank you so much, Eve and Julie, so much, very much. I appreciate your time, your gifts, sharing with these people. It's been absolutely beautiful, touched my heart. Just absolutely beautiful to be able to help these people. And you know, what goes around comes around. You know, always, always beautiful. And you guys did this work from your heart. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And,
yeah. Everyone have a beautiful night.
Everyone has
a beautiful evening, okay? Well, good night. Come back on Monday night. This is a Akashic reading. And I think it has to do with the relationship contract between the two, I believe. So this is going to be fun, all right? This is Desta. And, so come back on Monday at 7 p.m., and we're going to have so much fun. All right, good night, everyone. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.